This is the last reading we have before we start Advent. And I thought it would be worth going slowly because, you see, these are not just words recorded, even well recorded and even inspired by the Holy Spirit. This is Jesus, through me, talking to you today. Vatican II says this, right? When the Gospels are read, it is still Christ proclaiming his Gospel. When the Scriptures are read is actually what the text says. So through me, now, the Lord just said these words to you, the last words of what is liturgically now the end. And so they're important. So I thought we would take, I'm sorry to do this, but sometimes the translation is not very good. I thought maybe we'd take a look at the text itself a little bit. It says, beware. You see, pay attention to yourselves. Prosechete. You see, that your hearts do not become heavy. I don't like this word drowsy. It's not drowsy, it's heavy. Heavy means a lot more than drowsy. It means stupid, dull, preoccupied. Is Notre Dame going to win today? You know, that's legitimate concern, but not an ultimate concern. This is the last warning about how to live our lives. Because even if the world doesn't end, we're going to end.
Sorry, I was just trying to get the gospel reading in, like the right office keeps firing.
Well, I mean, be alert. And so you see, your hearts do not become heavy. And he gives two sources of a heavy heart. One is translated carousing and drunkenness. And the other is the anxieties, the merimnes, the viotikes. Now that phrase, our Lord uses several times. I mean, the Greek text records him saying this. It's even in the Eastern Rite. Now let us just lay aside every earthly care as we sing with the cherubim and seraphim to the life-giving Trinity. Now let us lay aside every biotica merimna, preoccupation with stuff. Of course, we're going to eat, sleep, work for a living, raise a family. But, you see, don't let your hearts get heavy. Don't get so preoccupied that nothing else on your mind. Because this is not the end, you see. So there's the physical pleasures, you know, worrying about and excess in food and drink. In the rule of St. Benedict, there's exactly the same idea. Nothing makes the heart fall away like crapula, excess in food and drink. So that's the first piece of advice. It's advice to get ready to celebrate the mystery of the presence of the incarnate Word among us, born of the Virgin Mary. Because when we do that as a whole church, it is Christ celebrating within us and blessing the world. And of course, that's why, you know, it's wonderful to exchange gifts. I understand there was some riots yesterday, Black Friday. I mean, it's gone a little nuts, isn't it? And are they thinking about their own death? or about the end of the world, or about where the world is in crisis at this moment. No. You see, this is Jesus, the Son of God, standing there, giving us this advice. He sees what we do. He saw when he walked among us. You know, carousing and drunkenness, or any excess regarding care of the body. And then, the normal cares of the day. How am I going to pay my bills? Why is my son flunking out of school? They're real. But they're not supposed to absorb us so much that we forget why we were created and that we and the world are going to end and be judged, which is the last line of this text. For that day will assault everyone. That is not such a great translation, but we'll let it go for now. It doesn't assault us, you see. Was pagis. Will come upon all those who are like sleeping on the face of the earth. So then he goes on. Now this is Jesus, you know, talking to the people there who are going to witness the most earth-changing thing that happens in the history of the whole universe. The Son of God is going to die out of an act of love on the cross. Are you ready? What do you see? Where are you? And he's warning them and he's warning us. See, it's the encouragement to a disciplined life. Not too much food, not too much drink, not too much football, not too much whatever, shopping, not too much, you know. Be alert. Not only for your own sakes and your family, but for your neighbors. Pray for the wisdom to help them reflect. I mean, this is why I wanted to do this slowly, because this is advice from God. The human word of God, you know, the word of God made human. God himself standing among us and seeing with his human eyes, as he already knew with his divine intelligence, we're too preoccupied with concern for the body, you know, and everything that goes with it. And we're not really thinking much about what are the real issues. Now, in a way, the pressure, the crisis mode that the world is heading toward, at least helps us a bit. But to see the Christian is supposed to be always alert. Standing in the line at the grocery store, the person in front of me, they've got to know about Christ. You see, we've lost the sense of urgency. So, you don't start, do you know Christ? I mean, they'd run away. But what do? You think of something, you pray. One I always think of is, well, if the prices keep going up, I'm going to have to bring the shopping cart in with my money just to pay, you know. Something funny to start. And then see where you go. And somehow bless them with love, with a smile. And see whether you can mention the Lord. Well, you see, I can wear a collar and that sort of, they expect something like that out of me anyway. But you've got to. You don't know. You see? And so, that day will come upon everyone who lives on the face of the earth. And then again, the same thing. This time, it's agripnite, which means wake up, kind of. You see? In every time. And pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent. Ekphigin tameronta Panta Tamilanta. It doesn't say all. Anyway, it's good enough. And then to stand before the Son of Man. Sometimes when I'm reading these, I can just see Jesus standing there in this group of people and saying, as a fellow human being, I'm warning you. You will all stand before me as judge one day. That's the way it is. You're created by us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Don't get so preoccupied with your life that you forget what it's all about. Don't, which is so easy, isn't it? And so, you see, this is a warning, but not just for ourselves, for everybody. How many people wake up in the morning and say, well, this whole world is going to end, and I'm going to end, and I have to live a life today that is in keeping with that awareness. It doesn't have to be frightening or depressing. It's just a fact. And here we have the Lord loving us so much. Not only does he die for us and free us from sin, he warns us over and over again. This chapter 21 in Luke is one saying of our Lord after another. But can you see him standing there? And the compassion, you know, hail hit this guy's field and he's got no more grain. Well, you can't go to the grocery store and buy bread. There isn't a grocery store in our Lord's day. What are they going to do? Do you feel his human heart? You know, he's one of us. And he's saying, look, I've got advice for you. Start thinking about the end of the world, about your own end, and then not just stand there petrified. Live a life by turning to my Father and helping other people. Hard to keep all that in mind, isn't it? So what are the obstacles? Well, pleasures of the body and the anxieties of daily life, the cares, merimna. Of daily life. He doesn't say don't pay attention to those, but don't get preoccupied with those. See what I'm trying to say? Do you feel it? His compassion? I, God, a fellow human being, am trying to help you remember that we all die. I, God, a fellow human being, I want you to be. So look at your lives. Don't get caught up in food and drink and big fancy meals and all that stuff. Don't go on stupid shopping sprees. And don't be petrified by this or that news over the, you know, we didn't have so many news media, we'd be a lot more at peace, you know. And they sell the Pepsi-Cola people want the news to be exciting and frightening because then you'll pay attention and wait for the end, hear the ad. I mean, that's dumb, isn't it? I mean, they're going to go along. If there is destruction, Pepsi-Cola is going to get destroyed too, you know. I think I've done all I can do with that now. Listen to our Lord. Let him stand there before you and with this incredible, the human compassion of a divine person and say, look, don't get caught up. Be alert for yourselves and your families. This is going to end. You're going to end. You're here in a difficult situation. Life can be tough. You get sick, you know, you go broke, you know. But stay alert. And especially in good times, don't get so preoccupied with food and drink and football and that you forget what it's all about. See, prophets are people who stand there right in, there's the face of God right there. And they see the face of God. And then they look at us and say, what are you doing? You know, what are you so... Now, I'm not saying everybody run off to the monastery and convent. I'm just saying, wherever you are, stay alert. Okay, that's enough. But I felt, because sometimes the translations are not... They're not strong enough. So... St. Maximus the Confessor says, we are saved by the human decision of a divine person. You know, when we read that, that's God talking to us. Let's stand and pray.